You're listening to From Our Lens, a podcast for photographers and brides where we dive into all things weddings.
Whether you're a pro behind the lens or bride-to-be, we've got you covered.
Join in on the conversation and take it from the gals who have been to a wedding or two.
Grab your camera or your wedding planner and tune in for our hot wedding takes. Let's focus on your forever.
Hey, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, it's been such a nice little break, but it's nice to be recording again.
Yeah, it feels kind of weird. I feel like we're starting over from the beginning because...
from scratch.
Yeah, it's been a month now, I think. Hey.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we took a little bit of a longer break, little bit of a hiatus, longer than we were originally going to, but there was some stuff that happened, and so... here we are.
Yeah, some happy things, some not as happy things, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need to start with the happy one. We need to we need to talk about this. We have some new hot tea.
New news.
Oh, Sarah is like breathing heavy. I can hear you over there. She's excited. She cannot hold it back. She cannot hold it back. Okay, I'll let her. I'm not going to say it. I can't. Sarah has to say it.
Look at that. Oh, I guess if you're listening.
She is a married woman. Okay, not a married woman, an engaged woman.
I'm an engaged woman. Which feels so weird to say, but yeah, that's our biggest update of the moment.
I feel like we really manifested that with our episode where we talked about what we wanted our weddings to be.
I think we honestly did, because everyone was like, did you know, like, you guys did that episode? Yeah, no, we didn't.
Yeah, it's so exciting.
Crazy.
I know Sarah called me. You should tell the story. I feel like you need to tell the story of like how it all went down.
Is that what we're starting with?
Because, yes.
So
it's like, to me, it's just such a mad, it was such a beautiful way it happened. I just loved it. So, yeah.
No, it was very cute. We had this trip to plan for Mexico. I think we booked it in like August. And it was just at the end of my wedding season. Like, literally, I had my last wedding, and then we left the Wednesday after. So we go to Mexico. He, like, was super chill the whole time. So I was like, no, it's not going to happen. Whatever. So halfway through, he, like, we're kind of looking at things to do. And he was like, oh, I saw that you can do this, like, supper thing or this whatever. So we were looking at all these options. And he was like, I think we should do the supper. And it was, like, a peninsula kind of. And there was lights that lit up all the way to the end of the peninsula. And then it was like one table.
Like that in itself is like, Sarah sent me a picture and it was like, oh my God, is she on The Bachelor? Like, this is the final rose.
There's even like some little, I don't think there are roses, but like a little pot of flowers. And we do this supper and we're sitting there and like, it was like, we watched the sunset. It was so nice. And then we were just sitting there and talking about how lucky we are that we can go on a trip, just the two of us, and have such an amazing time. And then he proposed.
Yeah. I was waiting all week for this. I was like on the phone. I was like, Sarah sends me pictures. I'm ready. I'm ready.
No, it was honestly so perfect and so like, it wasn't, there was no pictures taken then or whatever, but I kind of like that because the moment was just the two of us and no one else. And it was just so, I keep thinking of that exact moment and replaying it in my head still, like, however, like a month later. And it's still so surreal to me because it just happened so perfectly. And yeah, I wouldn't have wanted it. He could have done it anytime and I still would have been happy, but it was just cute that he planned this thing.
Yeah.
Because that's, if you know him, that's not like his thing. But
my favorite part about proposals is that like the guys get to like plan this thing, this little secret, and they get to like do it, like they have their own little moment to like be all cute. I don't know, I love that. And then you're like surprised, like you said, you're like, he never does stuff like that. Like,
well,
you know?
And that's the thing, like I honestly didn't know what to expect from him because I didn't know how he would do it. I thought maybe one day he would just like give me a ring. I didn't know.
So, I told you like this.
Yeah. No, it was so cute that he like put thought and wanted it special and wanted like a moment out of it. And yeah, he was obviously so nervous. I give props to all the men who have ever proposed, because I could just see the nerves in his face like leading up to it, because he started like talking about our trip and how we're such good friends and all this whatever, and his face just like, yeah, you could see him. And then he like leaned over and grabbed his fanny pack and grabbed it and then got on his knee, and I like, yeah, it was yeah, so cute. So yeah, that's my so little beautiful update. We're in the trying to figure out this whole wedding planning fiasco.
Yeah, now Sarah gets all the inside. She gets to be a, like, the wedding photographer, and now she gets to be the bride. She gets to see both sides of it. I think that's a very interesting, like, thing to see both sides now. Yeah, yeah, you get to see both sides from, like, personal experience.
And Jordan's my go-to gal. I'm like, oh, what do I do for this? What should, like, how does this work? What do we, even though she's never been married, but.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No.
I guess, should we talk about my engagement session?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was so fun. We should talk about that.
I just want to start by saying, like, I've had my photos taken lots and lots of different photographers, lots of different people. And I just can't emphasize how important it is to get someone that is, I don't even know, like, vibes with your personality, someone that instructs you. Like, Jordan was so good at telling us what to do, posing us. You're
gonna toot my horn.
Knowing what I liked, knowing what we didn't like. Like, she could bounce off Connor and say, okay, Connor's not into this pose. We're going to try something different. And, like, I don't know. I think Connor would say the same. But, like, we felt so comfortable. And it showed in the photos. Like, we've had photos done before. And you can tell when someone's comfortable and someone's not. And I loved all of the sneak peeks Jordan sent. And that's not always a thing, right? Aww. So I
no, it's not always.
No.
Aw.
Yeah.
I mean, both of us too. I feel like we're photographers because we feel a lot more comfortable behind the camera and not in front of it.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like that's saying something. So I appreciated that.
Yeah. No, as soon as you're on the other side, it's so uncomfortable and like you get in your head. But like as soon as we started, Jordan just like, she had the positive feedback. She was just rolling with it. Like, it was so good.
Also, we found the cutest spot for your engagement photos. Yeah. It was so cute. Because I know Sarah's vibe is like European, like architectural. Oh, God, that's not how you say that word.
Architectural.
Architectural. Yeah, whatever. It's the same thing. But so I like did my little, this is also another thing. Like, I didn't just, so I want to talk about this because I like went and did my, I tried to find us a cool spot because that doesn't look like Edmonton, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Because we both went to school in Edmonton, have shot all over Edmonton. So we were like, no, we need to do something that's a little different.
That's, yeah. And so I found this like cool spot with like old, like they made a, it's like a new development, but it's made to look old. And it's so cool. But like another thing to look for when you're looking for a photographer, like I didn't just do that research because it's Sarah, my friend. Like, I did all that research because I want you to have the good pictures. So finding somebody that's willing to say, like, maybe you don't know the spot you want to go to for your pictures, but you want something cool, finding a photographer that's willing to, like, do that extra little bit of work. Like, that's part of our job is to, like, do that. So finding that is really important, 100%.
Yeah, no, someone that can understand your vibe and your vision. Like, I kind of, Jordan also knows me, so I didn't have to go too in depth of like what I wanted, but I showed her our outfits, which is a big, like, especially like you can pick your location and plan your outfits around that. But like, I knew what I wanted to wear. So I sent that to Jordan and she obviously knows me and went off that and picked the vibe and it was literally perfect. Yeah.
Oh, so fun. I said to Sarah, I'm like, we could do this every month. That sounds good. Connor was like giving me side eye when I said that, but you know, it's okay. It's all good.
Jordan was like, yeah, like if you want to do more, we could just make it a monthly thing. And Connor was like,
he didn't say no,
but he did give the side eye.
He gave the look.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Cause you know, sometimes guys have to pretend they don't like it. Yeah. Even if they maybe
it's
like
fine.
It
we
a
all
bit.
Know you guys are tough guys. It's fine.
No, exactly. But like, he didn't hate it. That's the thing. Like, I don't know. Sometimes you, like, guys, you can tell, hate it. But, like, Jordan makes it fun. No. And, like, it wasn't like we were sitting there staring at the camera for 2 hours. Like, we were walking around. We finished off at a pub, which made him happy. Like, it was definitely a good vibe. Yeah. So, yeah. Vibing with your photographer is so underrated, I think. Like,
you want to leave your session feeling like pals.
Yes. And we're already friends, so, like, obviously. Yeah. But I know that I try to do that, and I know Jordan tries to do that. And I don't know. I feel like it'll really make the difference in your photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you can goof around and, like, I don't know, make it not – like, I didn't feel uncomfortable at all. And I know that we are friends, but I think I know that you do that with everyone. So
yeah, I try my best. That's, like, so important. Like you said, number one priority.
And that's why, like, I don't know, I was like, I need to give Jordan a little hype moment, because I am obsessed with our pictures. Like, I feel so good in them.
I'm not even done them yet.
I know, but, like, the sneak peeks, I'm like, they're exactly what I wanted. And
oh, yay.
Because, yeah, I don't know. No, it was so good. But,
oh, I'll try.
But yeah, I'm just so happy Jordan was able to do that. But I also have another hype up Jordan story. So
oh my god, what is this? I do not, first of all, I don't need this to all about be about me, you guys.
Well, no, this is just, like, also a talk on why it's so important to have, as a photographer or anyone in this industry, it's so important to have people in your corner that you can count on and trust and know will literally have your back. Because, like, right before, so I had my last wedding of October, and we had something go on in the family. Like, I needed someone to cover for me for Saturday, because...
And it was, what, Friday? It was Friday when you found out.
Things were happening, and I was like, Kate, no, I need someone. And I went out of the hospital, and I was like, Kate, I need to figure this out right now. And the only person that I trust and I know will, like, I could have found other people too, but I was like, the only person I know will come and do this for sure this last minute. This was Friday night, and someone that I know will show up for me. So I called Jordan and I was like, Jordan, this is an emergency. Like, I need you. Like, can you cover for me? And Jordan didn't have a wedding, but she had a shoot book that day. She was able to talk to the client and tell them the situation. And they were willing to reschedule. So, but it was, I was like, as a wedding photographer, things like this, it's life. Things happen.
Like, it's going to happen.
You can't predict a death or a severe injury, or, you know, like, there's so many things that can happen in anyone's life. But to have people in your corner that will cover for you and do that, because I know that I would do that for her. And I called her and I was like, I know Jordan will cover for me. So she boogied her butt for 5 hours to come shoot this wedding for me. She worked with my second shooter and my videographer. Like, she not only had to shoot this wedding for me, she also had to manage a team.
Yeah, it was a wild day. It was fun. It was a great day, but it was definitely like, all of a sudden I'm shooting a wedding. I was like, literally chilling on the couch when she texted me.
Complete 360. And, like, I don't even think Jordan knew what was going on at that point, because everything was happening so fast. And I was like, I need you. Can you do this? So, yeah, she came down and literally, I'm so thankful she was able to do that for me, because, you know, obvious reasons. Like, and like I said, I was like the only person, or the one person I know is going to come and do this for me and kill it is Jordan. And
well, the thing is, it's like you said, you can just get somebody. I'm sure somebody else could have, but because you're trying to give your client, you want them to have the same experience that you would give them. And you can't always, like, guarantee that with someone that you just find last minute. And that's part of the thing. Like, I don't want to just give, like, if it was me too, if it was the same situation, but my life, and I was doing the same thing, I wouldn't want to just find a Joe Schmo photographer and be like, oh, you're fine, here you go. Because I don't know if they're going to do the best job that I, like, the job that I, like, not even the job, but the experience of it. And, like, how, like, talk to them the way I want to talk, make them feel comfortable, like, make them have a great wedding day, regardless of pictures. Like, at the end of the day, it's the experience that I feel like a lot of people book us for, with photos as well. But it's like, you need to find those people that will treat them like care as if it was their own wedding.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's why Jordan, 100%. And she did it. And I didn't text the bride until I knew Jordan was able to come. And I texted her and I was like, this is literally my worst nightmare. I hate to do this, but if you're okay with it, like, I gave her the option. I said, I explained to her what was happening, and I told her, like, this is the only, not the, this is the person I trust to come and be me for the day, because I know she knows how to do it. Like, I explained the whole thing to her, and she was, like, amazing, so understanding, was like, do not worry, I trust you, Sarah. And that's the thing, like, these, when people book you, they put so much trust in you. Because you are in control of documenting their day. So they're trusting you to show up and shoot it. So for you to have to put that in someone else, that's why.
It's a lot of. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of trust. And then now she's not only trusting you for the just wedding pictures, but now she's trusting you to pick someone else to do the wedding photos. Yeah.
And that's not her choice. It's not like she can go and find her, like, other person that maybe she inquired to, or someone else is like, you can't do that that last minute. So she had to be like, hey, Sarah, I trust you to find someone that's going to kill it. And they were so happy. Like, everyone, I had people from the wedding party messaging me saying Jordan was amazing. Like, so
cute.
Yeah.
I know. I love that. They were so fun. They were a great group. I would do it in a heartbeat again, honestly. Like,
yeah. And that's why you need people in your corner too.
Like, it's just a good reminder to almost like, have a list.
Yes.
Like a list that you like keep on your computer, or like a list that you hide away in your drawer.
Even mentally. But like, yeah.
Mentally, like, that is like those five people that will do the job like you would do.
Yeah, totally.
And you almost like, I don't know, is even if it's like worth, not that I've done this, but like send them a message and say, hey, like, I'm getting like a list together of people that would cover for me,
like emergency last minute, contact, like, yeah,
an emergency list. Like, can I put you on here, or is that too much? Because some people might not, like, if they, people with kids or like stuff like that, there's obviously people that could not commit, but like there are the people that would, and that's naughty. I feel like that's like literally like part of our job to do that. It is like that's our responsibility,
because like you said, we could have hired some, I could have called someone, I could have posted in the Edmonton photographer group and asked someone, but like, I don't know what they shoot on. I don't know if they know their settings. I don't know if they're professional. I don't know if they know posing. Like, there's so many things that like just hiring some random person to be you for the day that last minute, like, that's terrifying. And I think the one thing that we both, I think, learned out of this situation is how lucky we are to have each other. Mm-hmm. Because
how lucky are we?
Okay, Mrs. Zach Bryan.
Start singing. Okay, yeah. Well, that's like a late story for later. Well, I'll stop.
But yeah, it's so important. And yeah, I don't know. It was just the craziest. And then it happened, and it was amazing. And then we left for Mexico, and the engagement happened. And
it's just,
this month has just been crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know.
You know what's crazy? Yeah. I want to talk about, but like, so Sarah edited, or she's editing the wedding still. I just came and shot it for her. She's still editing it so that they get their photos in the same style of stuff as Sarah's work. But like, Sarah did their sneak peeks and sent them all to me, because like, I wanted to see them, because like, it felt like my wedding, even though
totally.
Not.
Yeah.
And it's so cool to see. Like, I feel like looking at them, I'm like, these look like Sarah's wedding photos that she took, but like, I literally took them. Like, what is going on?
Which is so funny to like think of too. And even Jordan was like, oh, I took this shot with this lens so I could like channel you in your.
Yeah, no, I literally did. I was like, I feel like Sarah would do this. Yes. So I'm going to just do this.
And like, so pretty much, I guess like Jordan kind of explained it, but she technically like associate shot for me almost.
Yeah, I guess.
If that makes sense. So like, she shot and then I edit and deliver it still. And same with the video, like the second shooter and videographer, like I still get all their stuff and then deliver it. But she saved my freaking butt. This is a hype up Jordan episode.
I love this. Wow. Yeah. Like, confetti's going to fall from the ceiling. Yeah. Oh my God.
But yeah, honestly, that's something that like you don't really think of, because you shouldn't have to think of, like, that these things happen, but yes. It's life. Like, you never know what's gonna happen. And I think as you get older too, and people start having kids, and there's so many more things that can, like, when you, like, that you, there's so many more reasons that you might need people in your life like that, right? So as we are getting older, it's even more important.
Say that. That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Yeah. But also, it shows you that photography and wedding photography is more than just like a business. Like, if I really wanted to, I could have sent that second shooter and my videographer and just made them do it. Yep. Right? So it shows that we value not just like the profit off these weddings. We actually care about our clients and we care about what we're doing, because I could have hired anyone and just made money off of it, but that's not just the point of our business, right? Like, we...
No. We both do it for very specific reasons 100%. That are very similar, and at the top of that list is not money. Like, it's not.
No. Yeah. And of course, that's the way the world works. You got to make money and whatever, but like, we do care about our clients and want them to have the best experience, the best photos, and we're not just gonna be like, sorry, I have something going on in my life and I can't come, like, here's my second shooters. Like, no.
Yeah.
You need to, yeah. But, and you know, some people still do that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess if there's no one else to try in your list, I mean, you do what you gotta do.
Yeah, totally.
But
Yeah. And if it all came down to it, I could have gone and whatever, but I really... Yeah, it meant a lot that Jordan was able to come.
Yeah.
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 100%.
Well, what else is new? I feel like this is just like literally a full-on recap episode. Yeah, literally. It really is. Well, it truly is.
A lot has happened in a month.
Yeah. My studio is like very close to being done. Yeah. I have like a list of like 5 things to buy. I literally, the biggest thing I need to do is hang pictures, which is ironic because I'm a photographer and you'd think that that would be right up my alley, but I don't want to do it.
It's so hard. I know. I feel you. So are you going to do like a mini or like a marathon, a boudoir marathon or anything?
Yeah, I just need to like get it set up because I want to do some test shoots and all that stuff to like see how the light looks in here, but it needs to be ready, like complete.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's coming together. It's coming together. That's exciting. Very, very... very fun.
Yeah.
What else is new with me? Roan, my little Roan update. She's doing great. You probably saw her.
Yeah. What about Zach Bryan? Around. Jordan's repping her Zach Bryan t-shirt.
Oh, I literally, so last night was the Zach Bryan concert in Edmonton. It was very good. There's another one tonight. Oh, it was great. I got floor seats, I guess. So like standing room only, but Zach Bryan's the one concert I would pay to go see, like, in the floor, like, splurge a little bit. Like, it was sick. We were like 5 rows from him. Like, it was awesome. Yeah. And we just sang our hearts out. Good. It was a great time. Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous.
I was there to enjoy the music, and that's what I did. And honestly, you know what? I'm very proud of myself because I took pictures and videos, but like, not really. And like, just a good reminder that like we're both photographers, but like I don't have to sit there on my phone taking videos all night, because that's not like what it's about, even though I'm a photographer. Like, you know what I mean? Like, totally. I literally wanted to enjoy it, so I like took a few, and then I literally just like sang my heart out all night. And I
think even sometimes as photographers, like, sometimes we don't take the pictures because we're not like working. I found that in Mexico, like, I brought like a little camera and we hardly took pictures because I felt like when you're not working, you don't turn it on. And when it's turned on, when you're working, that's all you think of. So sometimes it's just like shut off and you don't think to, like, when you're actually on a vacation or at a concert, you know, you're not thinking, oh, I need to take pictures as much.
No.
Yeah.
And I think because we take them so much.
Yes, like, 100%. Like, you're allowed to shut it off and you're like, okay, this is nice to actually live in the moment and enjoy something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even when when Connor proposed and everything that night, I wasn't even really, I took a couple videos, like 3 and I think a picture. And I was like, why don't I take more? But I was like, no, it's good. I was actually living in the moment, enjoying myself.
That's how I feel too.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know, both are obviously important. Pictures are obviously important, but you got to live in the moment sometimes too.
It's just a nice reminder. It's just a 100%. Nice reminder that, like, I think people feel like they have to take pictures of everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we don't, because I feel like we don't a little bit because we take them all the time. Mm-hmm. So, like, we know that we don't have to take pictures of everything. Totally. Like, there's a time to shut it off, yeah. time to put it away. But I think some people do, like, they're like, oh, if I go to this thing, I have to take pictures. I have to post all the videos. I have to, everybody has to see. And really, no, they don't. Like, you can take lots of pictures and keep them for yourself. The pictures are for memories. Okay, I guess we kind of, like, skipped. We can kind of skip this part of your little story, but I also have some news.
Yeah,
I said yes to Sarah.
Yeah, she did.
To be her bridesmaid.
best proposal. Bridesmaid.
Yeah, it was very, I made her get on her knee, though. I had to wait till she was on her knee to say yes.
Oh, no, it was so good. And I still have Jordan's proposal box because she forgot it in my car.
You know what? Whatever. It's fine. I said yes, so it's all good. Don't no take backsies.
I was able to add to it because I was making all the boxes, but I had to like rush Jordan's because we were meeting her and I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see her after this. So I didn't get to fully complete her box. So now I can spice it up.
Oh, okay, great. Maybe I did that on purpose. Yes. I knew there was something.
You're like, oh, I saw this person's box and they had this and I didn't.
No, that's not it. That is not it.
But no. I honestly, this might be weird to say, but I didn't think I was going to be the person that would do the bridesmaid proposal boxes and this. But honestly, like, it's so fun.
Do you get it now?
I get it. I have to say,
that's the thing
I get
that
it.
I'm very excited for this year of wedding planning for you.
Yes.
Because I'm excited to see, like, you don't get to, like you said, I never thought I'd be that person. And now you're like, oh, it's so fun. I get it. Now.
Yeah,
it's like,
totally.
I wonder how many more of those things you'll, like, kind of see the other side of.
Which is, I think it'll be cool for, like, even our perspective on this podcast. Because Jordan is, you know, I'm always asking her, like, oh, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And, like, Jordan mm-hmm. came to tour the venue with us. Like,
I'm invested in this wedding.
So
we need to talk about the weekend.
We met up in Edmonton. We did the engagement shoot. We went for supper, or like, I guess it was like a late lunch.
A rushed late lunch to go.
Very rushed late lunch. Yeah.
Run to go see the venue.
So yeah, Jordan, I wanted her to come see the venue because, you know, from a photographer's perspective too. And also, like, we're wedding photographers. We want to see venues in our area.
To be honest, I just wanted to see it.
Yeah,
really.
Totally. So yeah. We went and looked at this venue. We both loved it. And it was nice because, too, like, we obviously wanted to take pictures while we were there for, like, our parents and, like, you know, friends and stuff. To show everyone the venue. But I also wanted to be, like, in the conversation with the lady showing the venue. So Jordan took all these iPhone pictures. And I honestly didn't even know she was doing it because I was so, like, locked into our conversation with the lady who was touring us. So yeah, mm-hmm. Jordan got all these awesome pictures and we ended up booking the venue. So that's like the first thing off my to-do list. But yeah, even like my mom bought me this like wedding planning book and I was like, oh my god,
did she?
I don't think I'll like that, but like it's fun.
It's funny all the like, I think it's going to be seeing like the way your family, all the little like things that we like used to talk about on the podcast and be like, oh, just do this. It's easy.
Now it's like, oh no, maybe I'm changing my opinion on that.
Yeah.
Like look at my nails right now. I've completely trashed them because I've been crafting these boxes for my proposal.
Oh my God.
And then
you're going to be a crafty bride.
Well, I've had the Cricut out and my brother's sublimation printer. Like, we've been having so much fun doing these silly little boxes for the flower girls. And, like, I don't know. It's so fun. But who knew? I didn't know I would be this person.
Right?
Yeah.
So now that you're engaged, is there any, like, things that you are changing already from your plans? Not in terms of, like, that stuff, but, like... In terms of
like what I thought before.
Yeah, of what you wanted to do for your wedding.
So at first, like, it's so funny too, because we can have as girls as whatever, like we have all these ideas for our wedding, but like you kind of forget that, you know, your fiance has ideas too. So like Connor,
who? Who are you talking about?
Connor. What?
They don't. They're not a part of this conversation.
Oh no! Apparently.
I'm kidding. All the boys. I know the boys are not listening. No. But all the boys listening. I'm joking.
Yeah. And like everyone says, oh, the guys don't care. They're just like planet, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, they actually care. Like there's so many things that I've said like, oh, we should do this. And Connor's like, no, like you have to do this. And I was like, oh, you actually care? Like I didn't think you would care. And I've talked to like my friends too that are also in the same like wedding planning. And they're like, no, like they have a lot of opinions on different things. And it's been funny. Like I didn't want a head table. I wanted to do just like a normal long table, like what do they call that? Thanksgiving style or
yeah. Or like farm style, farm table.
That's what I wanted for head table. Yeah. Nope. He wants a traditional head table. So I was like, okay, yeah. I guess we're doing a traditional head table. Yeah. So it's been funny to like see different things like that. And I don't think we're still not doing like a best man maid of honor, but kind of.
Yeah, and talk about your bridal party.
Yeah.
Your plan for that.
So like we're doing it a little different. Like, I just felt like, I feel like there's too much pressure put on, like, the maid of honor, the best man. And honestly, like, I love all my friends. I want them all to be involved.
Yes.
You know, like.
Yeah, because we've talked about this on the podcast,
yeah.
too. About how, like, there's that stigma. Because then, then it's like, it'll always cause a little bit of a stink somehow.
Yeah, totally. Right? So we're just kind of having like a bridal party. Like still the guys are going to get ready together. The girls are going to get ready in the morning and like still have it somewhat separate. But it's more of a bridal party.
Because you said to me, we don't want to have groomsmen and bridesmaids. We want to have our wedding party.
Yes. And that's essentially what we're doing. Like I kind of want like the setup with this venue. We can either do an indoor ceremony or an outdoor ceremony. And with the outdoor ceremony, I think, what did she say? Only one or two people can stand up with you? Like at the front?
Well, she said usually, she said one or two or usually people don't have anyone stand up there.
So with that option, I guess like our bridal party will walk down the aisle and sit. But if we do it inside, I want them to be like staggered. So it'll be like boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like that's just something visually I think will look nice. Because obviously, as photographers, we're very visual people.
I think that's cool having it like that.
So
it's more like our party, like you said.
Yeah, totally. And I don't know. It'll just look kind of different. And I have other things, too, that I want to... I don't know. I feel like throughout the years of doing, like, shooting so many weddings, you kind of, like, come up with different things. And, I have some ideas. I'll leave some for... a surprise but I don't know I just want it to be like very us, very fun, very like family also, oriented. Like
also they're doing it on New Year's Eve. It's gonna be iconic
because we originally wanted end of October and it was just like
because let's talk about this because one of the last episodes we did we talked about seasons and you were like oh I'm getting married in the fall
I was like
and then now
winter weddings are the worst.
Now here we are so
I feel just like as a photographer you have a very limited time that you can get married because summer is a write-off because like even if you were to get married in the summer do you want to have a wedding on a Saturday, the next Saturday you get married, the Saturday after you have another wedding. Like to me, I don't think I would enjoy it if your whole couple months is just full of weddings and yours is just plumped in the middle. Like,
yeah. No, I don't think you would soak it in as much.
No, I don't think at all.
No.
So that's why we thought, okay, end of October, it'll be like we were thinking Kelowna. We wanted it to be, you know, because the fall is really nice at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was only going to have 2 weekends off before. And then I started thinking and I was like, you know, I don't think I'm going to be out of wedding season enough to actually enjoy the couple weeks leading up.
And that's important.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to pick a part of the year that like, say you're like, this is, I feel like this is a good example, but say you guys are farmers. Like,
well, Connor is a farm, like his family farm. So it, also well, that right? is a part like, of
do,
it. Yeah.
Do you wanna pick the time where you guys are the busiest?
No,
probably not. Yeah. Because half your family probably won't show up because they're farming.
Anyone? So then we were like, okay, let's find a venue that, because at the end of the day, me more on this end, I wanted something like different. I wanted very, like Jordan said, I love like architecture and those elements in photos. And even look at our engagement session. It was freezing. Like it was super cold, but I was into the buildings and, you know, and Jordan really honed in on that. So I was like, if for a wedding, we can find a place that has like a beautiful indoor area and we could do outdoor if we wanted, but I think we'll probably do indoor and just, we'll probably barely spend time outside. We have some ideas, Jordan and I, for what we're going to do for the portraits on our wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like it's our wedding, Jordan, not me and Connor.
This is really romantic. Yeah, we're getting it's actually
us. Sarah's wedding. Yeah, this is our wedding from our lens wedding. But yeah, so we're just going to focus more on those things. And I don't know, like from our episode where we talk about seasons, I think that there's something so special about an off-season wedding, especially a New Year's wedding. People are excited. They want to do something anyways. So I think we might get a better turnout from a New Year's wedding because, like, you know, people just want to do something. Listen,
people are already wanting to celebrate on 100%, New Year's Eve. There's not a better way to do it.
Totally.
When you want all of them there, they're going to be like, yeah, let's go here.
And it was a way to make sure all of our people could be there too. Because even Jordan has a wedding right before that October day we were thinking. And she was like, I'm going to have to fly from Maine to Kelowna. And what if I am there? Like we, you know, we're going through all the things. So I was like, this way, everyone, it's just after Christmas. Like, I don't know. I just think it made the most sense for us.
Yeah.
So New Year's Eve. I'm so excited. And Connor and I were talking last night and he was like, does this mean we're going to have to do something every New Year's Eve now? I was like, well, yeah, because it's our anniversary. Like we have to do something on New Year's Eve. So
he's like, oh, dang it.
Oh, shoot.
Didn't know I signed up for that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and Connor and I kind of like, we didn't meet, but like we saw each other for the first time on New Year's Eve. So
cute.
Yeah, it's a little cute story
that
there.
That is really cute. But,
yeah, I think that's kind of our recap. Like, it'll be fun to go through this process of wedding planning and share, like, all the crazy things. I still need to find a photographer. It's funny that's...
I sent you so many, Sarah.
I know.
Get your crap together.
I need to just go through and, I don't know, book one because, yeah.
Go, you know what you need to do?
What?
Go listen to our previous episodes where it says book your photographer right away.
I know. Especially New Year's Eve. Like, it's a hot date. I've been messaging caterers.
Listen to your own advice.
And three of them were booked.
Stop. Why are you messaging caterers and not photographers?
Lecture me more. Why don't you? No, I know. The next thing on my list right now is photographer. And I'll probably, I'm just going to say I will book that this week. I know.
Yay. I know. I'm excited to see who you pick.
I know. I am too.
Oh my god.
No, I have a list of people I just need to message, and because we have the venue, we have the date, like I just need to do it. Perfect. But yeah, we're finally back and happy
Welcome
to be
back.
Here. So yeah.
We missed you all.
I know, it feels good. I honestly kind of missed it.
I know. I was like, I feel like it's been way too long. I was pulling out my podcasting stuff and I was like, oh my
what
god.
What the heck?
This is foreign to me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
To dust off the old mic.
Yeah, I didn't dust
We're acting like it's been a year since we.
Yeah, it's been a few weeks, you guys. I survived, hopefully.
Yeah.
We're so sorry.
We got some new fun and new stuff coming up. So we'll see you guys next week.
Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye.